From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs calls all Christians to maintain harmony in diversity. Bank Indonesia projects inflation to reach 0.48% in December 2022. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs, Yakut Holil Komas, calls all Christians in the country to make the 2022 Christmas celebration a momentum to maintain harmony in diversity. The minister stated it in a video message received by Antara on Saturday. He said the theme for Christmas this year, their return to their country by another way, means that diversity is a gift from God that one must be grateful for, must be cared for, and be developed continually. According to the minister, diversity should encourage everyone to join hands in realizing a more dignified coexistence. Meanwhile, the Indonesian National Police ensured that the 2022 Christmas and 2023 New Year celebrations would run safely and smoothly. In addition to synergizing with the Indonesian military, the police involved local governments along with community and youth organizations in the regions. Bank Indonesia BI has projected inflation in December 2022 to reach 0.48% as compared to the previous month. Executive Director of the Communication Department of Bank Indonesia, Erwin Haryono, in official statement on Friday stated that the projection was based on the price monitoring survey in the fourth week of December 2022. The main commodities contributing to inflation this month until the fourth week are rice and gold jewelry, chicken meat, tomatoes, and bird's eye chilies. He affirmed that Bank Indonesia continues to strengthen coordination with the government and the relevant authorities in optimizing the policy mix strategy to maintain macroeconomic and financial system stability to further support economic recovery. Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo expressed his support for the government's plan to lift public activity restriction on account of the well-controlled COVID-19 situation in the country. Ganjar Pranowo said in Solo on Saturday, the current COVID-19 variant has weaker transmissibility compared to previous variants. However, he asked the public not to let their guard down against COVID-19. Furthermore, he asked the public to comply with the health protocols enforced during the Christmas period. So far, he noted all churches have prepared a health protocol flow with the help of the local government police, the National Defense Forces, or the National Military, with applicable standards operating procedures. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Pope Francis on Saturday, December the 24th, led the world's Catholic into Christmas, saying in an apparent reference to the war in Ukraine and other conflicts that the level of greed and hunger for power was such that some wanted to consume even their neighbors. Pope Francis, celebrating the 10th Christmas of his pontificate, presided at a solemn Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. It was the first with a capacity crowd of about 7,000 following several years of restricted attendance because of COVID-19. About 4,000 other people participated outside in St. Peter's Square on a relatively warm night. A Frenchman suspected of killing 3 people in a racist attack at a Kurdish cultural center in Paris has been transferred to a psychiatric unit, prosecutors said, as police and demonstrators clashed in the French capital. Prosecutors said the 69-year-old white suspect had been removed from custody for health reasons on Saturday and taken to a police psychiatric facility. The shots at the cultural center and a nearby hairdressing salon on Friday sparked panic in the city's bustling 10th district, home to several shops and restaurants and a large Kurdish population. The final victim of the Batangkali landslide in Malaysia was found on Saturday, December the 24th, 8 days after the deadly tragedy. According to a tweet by the Selangor Fire and Rescue Department, all 31 victims who did not survive the landslide had been found. Hulu Selangor Police Chief Sufian Abdullah said that the body of the last victim was found just before 5 p.m. inside a sleeping bag. The landslide tragedy that struck shortly after 2 a.m. last Friday morning left 31 people dead. There were a total of 61 survivors out of 92 people involved in the incident. Last item. An Arctic blast gripped much of the United States on Saturday, December the 24th, leaving nearly 2 million without power, at least 14 dead from weather-related car crashes, and thousands stranded due to flight cancellations. As plummeting temperatures were expected to bring the coldest Christmas Eve on record, energy systems across the country were strained by rising demand for heat and storm-related damage to transmission lines. About 1.8 million U.S. homes and businesses were left without power as of early Saturday morning, according to tracking site PowerOutage.us. Many electric companies were asking customers to conserve energy by not running large appliances and turning off unneeded lights. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on Indonesia to ban bauxite ore export starting June 2023. The Indonesian government continues to be committed to realizing natural resource sovereignty and increasing added value in the country, especially in the context of creating as many jobs as possible, increasing foreign exchange, and more equitable economic growth. President Joko Widodo stated this on Wednesday, December the 21st at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta. Therefore, according to the president, the Indonesian government continues to strive to improve the natural resource processing industry in the country. He said the Indonesian government would also continue to reduce exports of raw materials by encouraging downstream natural resource-based industries in the country. For that reason, on January 1, 2022, for instance, the Indonesian government started to ban the export of nickel ore. According to the president, the ban has increased the value of nickel exports 19 times from $1.1 billion in 2014 to $20.9 billion in 2021. The president even estimates that this year nickel export value will reach more than $30 billion. The president said that this success would be continued for other commodities.
Mulai Juni 2023, pemerintah akan memberlakukan pelarangan ekspor.
Starting June 2023, the government will impose a ban on the export of bauxite ore and encourage the domestic bauxite processing and the refining industry. President Joko Widodo further said that the Indonesian government estimates that the downstream and industrialization of bauxite will increase state revenue from 21 trillion rupiah to 62 trillion rupiahs, almost triple. He also stressed that the Indonesian government would continue to consistently carry out domestic downstreaming so that added value could be enjoyed domestically and utilized for the progress and welfare of the people. Meanwhile, the Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, said the Indonesian government had taken preparatory steps to support efforts to downstream and industrialize bauxite ore.
Sudah ada 4 fasilitas pemurnian bauxite yang existing dengan kapasitas.
There are already 4 existing bauxite refining facilities with an alumina capacity of 4.3 million tons. Apart from that, the bauxite refinery is currently under construction with an input capacity of 27.41 million tons and a production capacity of 4.98 million tons or close to 5 million tons. Erlangga Hartarto further explained Indonesia has relatively high bauxite reserves in the country. The government estimates that domestic bauxite reserves can last for the next 100 years. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with December the 25th, 1914, the Christmas Armistice of World War I enforced. The Christmas Truce is a series of truces that occurred at Christmas during World War I in 1914. The truce on the Western Front in the 1914 war was carried out by the British and German armies. In the week leading up to the holiday, French, German, and British soldiers crossed the trenches to exchange greetings and chat. In some areas, soldiers from both sides gather on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to mingle and exchange food and souvenirs. They were also playing football, giving an impressive picture of the truce. Turning to December the 25th, 1927, the Vietnam Nationalist Party founded. Vietnam Quoc Dan Dang, or Vietnam Nationalist Party, was a moderate nationalist and socialist political party that fought for independence from French colonial rule in Vietnam in the early 20th century. Vietnam Quoc Dan Dong was formed at the meeting in Hanoi on December the 25th, 1927, with Nguyen Thai Hoc as the party's first leader. The party is Vietnam's first domestic development revolutionary party, founded 3 years before the Indochina Communist Party. I'll end Today in History with December the 25th, 1989. Nicolae Ceaușescu, former communist dictator of Romania, was executed. Nicolae Ceaușescu is a Romanian political who was general secretary of the Romanian Communist Party from 1965 to 1989, president of the Council of State from 1967, and president of Romania from 1974 to 1989. His early reign as president of Romania was marked by an open policy towards Western Europe and the United States, in contrast to other countries, other Warsaw Pact countries during the Cold War. The second decade of Ceaușescu's reign was marked with a growing cult of personality and a deteriorating relationship with the West and the Soviet Union. Ceaușescu's regime was brought down in December 1989, together with his wife. Nicolae Ceaușescu was executed on December the 25th, 1989. That was Today in History.
Shalom, may peace be upon us all. I am Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy of the Republic of Indonesia. Would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas to all RRI listeners. I hope we can gather with our family and relatives in good health and prosperity. And also, Happy New Year. May the new year 2023 bring you more happiness, success, and blessings. God bless us all.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Claudio Martijena in Argentina. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 15331. Hola, Señor Claudio Martijena. Thank you for your reception report. As information, Spanish programs are also broadcasted through website voinews.id, so please visit our website. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Happy listening!
Kita bersilat lidah sejak langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemar sekali kita berbeda pandang, semula meradang terkadang kembali tenang. Oh,
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesia faces busy sports championships in 2023. Indonesia is preparing to face a tight championship schedule in the 2023 calendar because there are a number of agendas that must be rescheduled to next year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Chairman of Indonesian Olympic Committee, Raja Sabta Oktohari in Jakarta Thursday said that in addition to taking part in the Olympic qualification activities, Indonesia is preparing for the Cambodian SEA Games or Southeast Asia Games in May 2023 and then the Hangzhou Asian Games from September the 23rd until October the 8th, 2023. The 19th Asian Games was supposed to be held in September 2022, but host China decided to postpone it until next year due to the COVID-19 situation in the country. He also said that the Indonesian team would also take part in the Asian Indoor and Martial Art Games, which was supposed to take place in 2021, but was rescheduled for November 17 to 26, 2023 in Bangkok and Chonburi, Thailand. Not only that, Indonesia will also be busy hosting the Enok Wood Beach Games in Bali from August the 5th until 12th. Several single event tournaments will also be hosted by Indonesia next year, including the Indonesia Master Badminton Tournament from January the 24th until 29th, ISSF Rifle Pistol Shooting World Cup from January the 27th until February the 7th, UCI Track Nation Cup from February the 23rd until 26th, and then Football World Cup U20 from May the 20th until June the 11th. There is also Indonesian Open Badminton Tournament from June the 13th until 18th, FIBA Basketball World Cup from August the 25th until September the 10th, and MotoGP from October the 13th until 15th. From the series of agendas, Chairman of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, Raja Sabta Oktohari, asked the sports parent to focus more on preparing athletes to face the Olympic qualification tournament, which will start in 2023 because that is the top priority. Deputy for Sport Culture of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Raden Isnanta, stated that the main priority for next year is Olympic qualification. However, the government will still give athletes the opportunity to take part in other championships outside the Olympics, including branches that are not included in the Olympic numbers. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Pravotorov Kostiantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our broadcast in German programs through 4750 kHz with Sinpo 3433. Hello sir, wie geht's Ihnen? I hope your condition is healthy and happy, like me, who is also happy to receive your email. Thank you sir for those audios. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Benar cinta, tak perlu kau katakan semua itu, cukup tingkah laku. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja? Cinta itu bukanlah main-mainan, tapi pengorbanan. Semua bisa bilang.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Alor Island in East Nusa Tenggara is one of the outermost islands in Indonesian territory, which waters border Timor Leste. This small island has a stunning underwater tourism object called Batu Putih Beach. Batu Putih Beach, located in the Kabola sub-district, does offer fantastic views. The position of the sun, which is blocked by the hill, makes the evening atmosphere on this beach become very exotic. The cliffs on the beach will be green in the rainy season after the rains, but will be brown in the dry season. This brown color comes from the dried grass. The entire shore of Batu Putih Beach is decorated with small white stones so that as far as the eye can see, you will see them in various sizes, from the size of grains of rice to the size of marbles. This is the uniqueness of Batu Putih Beach, which is the only one in Indonesia. The name Batu Putih, which means white stone beach, is taken from the high and almost perpendicular white cliffs, which also serve as village boundaries. It stands straight and extends from the village to the beach. Because of that, the beach is called Batu Putih or white stone beach. Just like in any other beaches, on Batu Putih, you can have a lot of fun doing various activities, like playing in the water, swimming, snorkeling, and diving. After enjoying the beach before leaving this beautiful tourist spot, you can buy typical Alor souvenirs found in the market near Batu Putih Beach, such as woven ikat, beaded necklaces, and also typical Alor cakes. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. We will meet again tomorrow, of course, with other interesting topics.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Esnou. I'm the cultural attaché at the French Embassy in Jakarta and also the director of Institut Français Indonesia in Jakarta. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas and also a Happy New Year. All my best.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, we will reply an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He was listening to English programs on November 23, 2022 at 1 to 2 p.m. UTC. Hello sir, glad to receive your reception report again about our broadcast with good comments and clear audio of our broadcast. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia and please do not forget to send your reception report to us. Well, VOA listener, here is a beautiful song to color your day. Enjoy!
Ku telah menutup pintu hatiku untukmu sejak ku temukan dalam hatiku, ya ada kamu. kemana kamu pergi, ku tak tahu. Saat kau pulang kembali, pintu ku kunci. Jangan menunggu depan pintu hati, jangan mengetuk dan memohon masuk, jangan menangis depan pintu hati. Lukaku bukanlah kuncimu, kau bukan penghuni hatiku lagi.
The third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on Festival of Lights and Christmas Carols in Jakarta. The Provincial of Government of Jakarta is holding festivals of lights and Christmas carols at several locations in the capital city until January the 5th, 2023 to enliven the 2022 Christmas celebration. Head of the Jakarta Provincial Government Mental and Spiritual Education Bureau, Gunas Mahdianto, said this activity was an effort to maintain interreligious harmony. The Christmas carols took place from December the 19th until 23rd, 2022, starting at 3:30 until 5:30 p.m. The activity was held in the Kendal Tunnel Kota Tua and the Pedestrian Hotel Indonesia. Meanwhile, the Festival of Lights or Jakarta Lights Festival is being held from December the 22nd, 2022 to January the 5th, 2023 at the Sumenep Pomeranate Park Central Jakarta and the Court of the Jakarta History Museum in Kota Tua, West Jakarta. Jakarta Provincial Government carries out a series of Christmas celebration events with the spirit of tolerance, harmony, security, peace, and joy. For your information, Indonesia is a country with predominantly Muslim population. So, Jakarta Provincial Government hope that the Christmas celebration in the city area would be safe, conducive, peaceful, and full of joy. In organizing this activity, The Jakarta provincial government synergizes with various parties, including the Regional Leadership Communication Forum, religious leaders, religious institutions, and communities to residents. The implementation of Christmas events in Jakarta still adheres to the rules of restricting community activities. In fact, in a number of churches, there were vaccination sites provided by the Jakarta Health Service, and there will be also a joint Christmas celebration scheduled in Ancol, North Jakarta, on January the 13th, 2023. Meanwhile, the 2022 Christmas service at the cathedral was divided into several occasions. The Christmas Eve Mass was divided into three sessions. The first was held at 4:30 p.m., which was specifically for the elderly and held offline, at 7 p.m. and also 3 p.m. for the general public. That was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello, my name is Martin Quaranta. I work for the Embassy of Argentina in Jakarta, and I would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I think this year has been exciting for our countries because of, for example, G20 for Indonesia, and hopefully our two countries can strengthen their relation in the future for the benefit of our peoples. And I would like to wish you very happy a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and peace for your family.
I'm the one.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song by an Indonesian male singer, Ardito Pramono. Besides being a singer, Ardito Pramono is also known as a writer and songwriter. After releasing a new album titled Wijaya Kusuma, he released a new single entitled Daun Surgawi. The song tells about his love for vegetables which he eats every day because they are beneficial for the body. The video clip also describes the love story of a woman who falls in love with a vegetable seller around her house complex, where she has to try to keep the relationship. The director, Bintang Guno, chooses this theme because he wants to give a different experience to the audience. Well, listener, here's the song Daun Surgawi by Ardito Pramono.
Rencana akan lupa diri segala hayalan kian terjadi asa tuk mencari keindahan bumi daun surgawi tindakan pun kan meliputi pikiran waktu pun terhenti segala harapan terwujud asri nestapa tak ada lagi keindahan wangi daun surgawi terjaga sukmaku hilang gundah ragu tawa hiasi malam syadu hijau aromamu tinggi corak kayu tak ada malapetaka terai laksana nirwana dan kini hanya angan belaka untuk terbang menggapai asmara segala harapan terwujud nyata hanya terasa dahaga keindahan bunga daun nirwana terjaga sukmaku hilang gundah ragu tawa hiasi malam syadu hijau aromamu tinggi corak kayu tak ada malapetaka terai laksana nirwana sukmaku hilang gundah ragu tawa hiasi malam syadu hijau aromamu tinggi corak kayu tak ada malapetaka terai laksana nirwana terjaga sukmaku hilang gundah ragu tawa hiasi malam syadu hijau aromamu tinggi corak kayu tak ada malapetaka terai laksana nirwana.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. tak ada, tapi takkan merubah perasaanku kepadamu. Ku yakin pasti suatu saat semua akan terjadi. Kau kan mencintaiku dan tak akan pernah melepasku.
Hanya milikmu selalu. dan terdampar di pangkuannya. Tak ada satu yang bisa membuatku lebih bahagia. Walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Adanya hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku lebih mengerti arti cinta. Oh, walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa.